And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town. This is the Monday show, which usually focuses on Chino Valley, and we're getting a little bit more specific. It's Chino Valley Schools today. We have as our guests Pete Jelovic, the Chino Valley High School Athletic Director and Assistant Principal, to talk about athletics, the last season and the upcoming season. And we also have members of the FFA organization to talk about their recent trip to Indianapolis and their convention. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Santa, it's great to see you.
Ho, ho, ho.
And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 31 years, we've brought Santa and good dogs and cats together for holiday pictures. Pictures with Santa paws are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we're really excited because Santa is looking the best he's looked in years and may even bring Mrs. Claus to help out. You just bring your pets and Windy View Designs does the rest. They work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. Great for Christmas pictures, and $5 per package will be donated to United Animal Friends. Santa will be sliding down the chimney at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, November 25th, Chino Saturday, December 9th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 16th. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town. This is John Scholl. And my first guest is Pete Jelovic. Pete is the Athletic Director and Assistant Principal at Chino Valley High School. Welcome, Pete.
Good afternoon.
We're going to start off. We just finished up the fall season of sports. We usually do at this time just kind of do a wrap-up of what took place and how it went. So why don't we start with football?
Football had a very good season. I would say they were probably 10 yards away from having a 6-4 record. It's had a couple games where we were inside and had opportunities to win that game, but we finished 4-6. We were happy with some of the things we did, but as coaches and athletic directors, we always look about the things that we can do. But we got a significant playing time from some of the underclassmen and in significant positions. And then we were able to have a really good JV team. We finished the season. A lot of times when you get to the 3A level, schools can't finish. But we were able to finish, and we played throughout the whole year. So we were positive. We think we ended on a positive note and continue to build throughout the season.
Okay. Let's see. Next, why don't we do volleyball?
Volleyball, they qualified for the playoffs this mm-hmm. year for the first time in a long time. Went down to Pusch Ridge, who was a very good team, but we did compete with them for a while. But it was a good opportunity for our girls, all the hard work they've been putting in, and they qualified for the playoffs. And then they got to see some really good competition and see where they needed to go. So there was a lot of excitement. Again, we were building that momentum throughout the year, right. And our girls are still talking about the volleyball season, the upcoming volleyball season. So again, we're building some excitement going into the off season, and hopefully that'll allow them and motivate them to work throughout the year.
Now, you mentioned with at least the football team, some of the younger kids getting some time. Mm-hmm. How does it look for next year with volleyball? Is there a significant number of seniors leaving, or?
We had 3 seniors graduated, all great contributors to our team, and they will be missed. But we had some freshmen, sophomores, which we saw a significant amount of playing time. Uh-huh. And with the number of sets they're allowed to play in a night, sometimes they were playing JV and sometimes they were playing varsity, and they were getting a lot of just touches on the ball and just experience. And you could really see some of the underclassmen when they played JV. They were just really a step ahead. Varsity, you can see them picking up the speed, but that really helped them and got that experience. So again, we had to put them in situations. We brought them along, and you can really see the improvement throughout mm-hmm. the year.
Pusch Ridge, that's all the way down in Tucson. That's a tough distance to go and end up losing.
Yeah, it was. But you know, I think the time and effort, it was worth the experience for them to see that.
Yeah. Let's go to girls soccer.
Girls soccer, we made it all the way down to the finals and lost to a very, very good Northland Prep team. We were hanging with them 1-1, and they got a couple extra shots on goal. That's a very good young team, and we're going to be battling them for years. But we had a good solid season, and the losses we had on the year were to Northland, and then we tied Round Valley early on, but we were able to beat them in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. And it was good watching those girls play. And those seniors, they were part of a team that was rebuilding, and they believed in the system, believed what they were doing,
right.
And the seniors were able to win a championship before they left here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to see that program grow. A lot of underclassmen, they got playing time, but our seniors were really solid this year, and they mm-hmm. really carried that team.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. How about the boys?
Boys soccer, undefeated the entire season, and we lost to Phoenix Country Day in the semifinals, and that team ended up winning the mm-hmm. the state championship. We had a really good season, and a lot of people were commenting how disappointed they were on that, but we had won 4 state titles in a row.
Right.
And to win a state title once, I think it takes a lot of skill, takes luck, and we won 4 in a row, and we faced a really good team in Phoenix Country Day, and it was a 1-0 game, and we had our opportunities, and we just could not capitalize. But that was a very good team, so take nothing away from them. We played hard, had a phenomenal season, and we just came up a little bit short.
Mm-hmm. Cross country.
It's fun watching that program grow. When I got here in 2011, that program, I think might have had 12 kids in the entire program. Mm-hmm. And Coach Metz, Coach Ballard have done a great job of recruiting the kids, making that program fun, yet they're getting better. And we're anywhere between 25 to 30 kids in that program now. And it's the first time since 2008, our both boys and girls team both qualified for state this year. And it was, again, getting there, understanding what it takes, and understanding how you have to compete at that state championship level. So we're very happy with that team.
And we were talking before we went on air how when I was at the high school as an administrator and teacher, that there were times that I recall that we couldn't even field a team. Mm-hmm. We didn't, 30 plus kids in the cross country program, you're talking less than 10. And so that's come a long way over the last 10, 15 years as far as the program goes.
Well, exactly. So we have a varsity team that obviously races. And with a lot of these races, we go to some – Coach Metz is really familiar with the Phoenix, so we might go to some of these bigger meets. And then we have our JVs competing as well. So yeah, they're getting that experience. And we have enough to field the JV, both boys and girls.
Yeah.
So – it's allowing us to compete more, and the kids are having to push one another, which is making us more competitive.
Right. Now, at the end of the season, all the coaches always get together and talk about the individual athletes and give some individual honors to those athletes. Mm-hmm. And some of our athletes got those. What about, let's start with football. Any players that you recall had individual honors?
Yeah, our team was represented very well with first team, second team, and honorable mention. I've seen so many names and so many first team and second teams, they all tend to blur. But we were represented very well, first team on offense and defense, and all positions on second team as well. Uh-huh. You have to put me on the spot. I was just at the football banquet, and we had all of them there. But you talk about a good balance between offense, defense, the linemen, the skill positions.
Yeah.
And so I would, the coaches have a lot of respect for what Coach Krug is doing, uh-huh, and the way we're building our program. So it's good to see that those kids who came to the weight room in the summer, worked hard, and were leaders in the field, they're getting recognized for that.
Well, one thing that I think I've never seen in all the Chino Valley High School games, football games that I've attended, is a successful field goal. And that was different this year. They actually had a field goal kicker.
You would think for all the successful years we've had such a good soccer team, we finally had that one kid that's crossed over and, uh-huh, said, hey, I want to give it a shot. And he, uh-huh, was out there this summer, and I was like, I went up to him. I said, there's some things you have to work on, but being a former college coach, you have the ability to kick at the next level. And if you want to take it serious, you need to look at it. He looked at me like, really? And he had a game-winning 42-yard field goal,
yeah,
against Sedona, and he showed great leadership. He came from the soccer team, very good leader on the soccer team, and then he went to football, and he blended in very well with that team. Mm-hmm. And the kids looked up to him, and you're right, we kicked extra points, we kick field goals, we're kicking the ball out of the end zone,
yeah,
which he was a huge offensive weapon for,
yeah,
us.
That was something that we've, as far as I can remember, that we've never had.
Well, we knew we always had to go for it on fourth down, yeah, because we never had that opportunity to kick, and all of a sudden we're in that range, we're like, we can get 3 points out, yeah, of this, and we did.
Yeah,
and
which was powerful.
Neat. Yeah,
powerful tool. Volleyball, any recognition for the volleyball girls?
Yeah, we had a good mix of recognition with the volleyball girls. The one that I remember in watching her grow up in the program was Talon Tiedemann. She got, uh-huh, first team as a libero, and she really deserved it.
Uh-huh.
Great leader for us, and great example to the younger girls of putting in your work, playing tough, and doing that. So, yes, we had some good recognition there, but we were in a really tough region where we had some teams that, yeah, made it far in there. Northwest Christian and Odyssey, those were two really good teams.
And, right.
And we're right there. We're just really close, and hopefully we can get over that hump and finish in the top two in our region.
And I also know that, in a lot of other programs, they have a really robust club program. Mm-hmm. That we may not have had in Chino Valley, but I do know that Coach April Jelovic is starting a club team to kind of build that momentum.
And what you're seeing a lot of the successful teams is they're playing club. We want our kids to play different sports, but if they choose not to, or they're just playing one and they have the time, that we're going to get that club team. And that's what we're seeing a lot in Phoenix. And again, that's where making the playoffs, building that momentum and getting that excitement. Now these kids want to play club and, yeah, and get better to have more success.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to stay with you and talk about the upcoming season in the next segment. So please hang in there, and we'll be right back. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web, as always, on KQNA.com.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet at Mountain Springs with all the traditional favorites. Or a delicious holiday feast at Storyteller Steakhouse. And on Saturday, November 25th, when you earn 200 slot points, you're eligible to receive a quesadilla maker. Put a new spin on your Thanksgiving leftovers with this great kitchen gadget. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for menu information and promotion details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. Again, this is John Scholl, and Monday being Chino Valley Day, our focus is in particular today is on Chino Valley Schools. A couple of announcements before we get started. On the next Monday, November 27th, the school district is hosting a meeting from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at the Chino Valley Unified School District Governing Board offices on the corner of Center Street and Highway 89 to discuss capital funding with the possibility of the district going out for a capital bond. This is just an informational meeting. Get some input, and we really want the public to come if you're interested. We, again, are discussing in the preliminary stages of discussing about going out for a capital bond, and we just want to get as many people as we can there to, and have input, whether you're for or against or whatever. We want you there. And so, again, November 27th from 5:30 to 7 o'clock in the Chino Valley Unified School District Boardroom, 650 East Center Street in Chino Valley. If you would be coming, just show on up, and we'll take into account all opinions on what's going on. The next announcement that I have is the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the Chino Family Christmas. This is December 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Heritage Middle School. This is on Road 1 West and 2 North. This is where you can come by and take a look at all kinds of decorated trees. There'll be crafts for kids, create a gingerbread cookie, handcrafted gift vendors, and Santa and Mrs. Claus all-day food truck, and then also create a tree contest. So, again, Chino Family Christmas, December 9th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. All kinds of stuff going on at Heritage Middle School. This will be followed up at from 4 to 6, the decorating and tree lighting at Memory Park. So, we have Pete Jelovic back, and we're going to talk about the upcoming season. So, let's start with girls basketball.
We had our scrimmage last week, and there were some positive things talking to Coach Hall. We think we're going to be better than we were last year. And last year we struggled. We were almost there, but we just never could get past that. So we won some ball games, but we think with her being her third season, girls getting to know her, establishing her system, it's going to be a continuous improvement, and we look forward to it. We realize where we're at. I would say it's a rebuild. Mm-hmm. In year three in the rebuild, we have realistic expectations.
Uh-huh.
And I think playing the same team, seeing how we're growing, I think that'll be a good measuring stick. So there's some really good optimism in there, and the girls have worked really hard, and mm-hmm. watching their improvement from where they were last year through the gradual, yeah, we've definitely gotten better.
Okay. Boys basketball, we have a brand new coach.
Brand new coach, Coach Robbie. He's called me twice since we've been on the radio show. But that's okay. I'd rather have him ask those questions. But again, we had our scrimmage last week. Some very positives. We have seniors, and then after that, it's kind of just some underclassmen as mm-hmm. well. And I think he's just trying to figure out the rotations, but you see some glimpses at times where I'm like, wow, we're going to be really good. And then we do something that's just an experience.
Right.
Like, okay, so it sets you back realistically. But it's going to be fun to watch, and I got a lot of comments from the parents saying, you can tell that this team is having fun while they're playing. They might not know what they're doing all of the time, uh-huh. but you can tell coach is really getting on, coaching them, and they're grasping it and they're listening, and you can see them applying those things that he's saying. So that's going to be a good team. The numbers are really big this year, and we do have three levels for boys basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to get a lot of kids are going to get a lot of playing time, a lot of experience, and we think if the season goes really well, we'll be able to compete for our 3A West region.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3A West, since we're unique, all the other conferences in the state qualify 16, but the 3A, due to the Native American population and just the high attendance numbers in basketball, the 3A has allowed 24 teams to qualify for the playoffs. Uh-huh. So that's where we're able to come. 3 years ago, we won one game. We won another one game, and then 4 games. And last year, we were able to compete for the playoffs. So Coach Fogel really built that program. Mm-hmm. So that was year four, and this is a year five, and we feel like the rebuild is almost over, and we're establishing a really solid basketball program.
And I want to clarify that Coach Robbie is not a brand new coach. He's just brand new to us.
Yes.
And he's been in the area quite a bit and coached as an assistant, I believe, in some programs in the area.
Yeah, I've known Coach Robbie. We got to know each other a couple years ago, so I've always watched him coach, and I was always impressed with him. And a couple years ago, we were looking at him possibly for the head coach, Coach Fogel came around, who was on our campus and had coached our program before. So we always kept in touch, and this opportunity came up, and he re-interviewed for the job, and he just gained more knowledge and did a great job. So we're excited to have Coach Robbie with us.
Right. Let's see. Wrestling.
Wrestling. So wrestling, we're going to see. We get, you know, with wrestling is we had our wrestle-off last week, and we have some really good wrestlers. It's just we're trying to fill all of those weight classes. So you have 14 weight classes. So some kids are looking to wrestle at some weights, and they're trying to get comfortable at those weights. And I think if we can fill all of those weights as a team, we're going to do pretty good. We have some great individual wrestlers. We have Keller Rock, who's won a state title as a freshman. And we have some wrestlers that we're trying to figure out where they fit in weight. So if some of the kids have to cut or some of the kids have to gain and see where they're getting comfortable. So we have our first wrestling meet, Yavapai Duels, hosted by Embry-Riddle. And so we have the Yavapai County teams, and that's going to be the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. And then with wrestling, we have another big meet, local meet, that kind of all the schools in the area get together on, and that's the the Mile High Challenge.
So Mile High Challenge between Bradshaw, Prescott, and Chino Valley, we host that tournament, and that's held at the Prescott Valley Event Center. And this year, it is on the Friday and Saturday, which I believe is the 29th and 30th, if I'm correct. I was looking at it. 29th and 30th. We have teams from all over the state. We've had teams from Texas come, New Mexico, even in Colorado. And it's a great format to have that tournament, and I believe this is the fifth year that we're having it. So the word spread, and it's a very good tournament, and get a lot of people local. I mean, people supporting the local schools.
Right. I know that there's some high quality wrestling that goes on at that time, and you know, just a chance for some of our local kids to see what's out there from other states and other schools that they don't normally see.
There's a lot of time and effort put in when you host a tournament, but it really does save your program a lot of money because you don't have to worry about the travel, the cost of transportation, and feeding all the kids. And the event is held where the state championship is held. So a lot of the coaches like the venue so they can get an idea of how it's going to be set up. And we work closely with the AIA regarding the setups and how they run things, and we take ideas from one another, and I guess you borrow the better ideas, and that's what makes an event, because the kids are comfortable because they've been there before and they want to come back, and the group that runs the Mile High group that runs the organization or runs the event does such a great job, and people come back because of that.
Right. Now I don't want to leave out cheer. They they are active during the fall season, but their competition season is coming up.
So we made we cheer, and we used to compete, and that caused a lot of stress is what we did. So we have the ability to compete, and our coach looks at the team, and we make that decision as the year goes on. But since we don't compete as competitively as we did in the past, our numbers have skyrocketed. The girls they want to be cheerleaders. They want to support our team, and you just see a lot more enthusiasm in school spirit, and they spend a lot more time making the posters, and just making the atmosphere that much better. So we have a fall squad, and the girls, if they want to cheer in the spring, they can. But we had some tryouts again, and we just have numbers were again very high participation numbers. So I'll talk to Coach, and we'll see where we're at with the competition. But it appears that our school spirit and enthusiasm has been much better, just cheering for the teams, and less stress on the girls and coaches,
and making that a fun atmosphere during the games and in between. At the breaks and in between plays and things like that.
And they're able to focus on cheers that go with the game. And, you know, the competitions, it just takes so much time, and you have to have specialized cheerleaders in there. And But here they can go out and cheer, have a good time, and get the crowd involved.
All right. And then I don't think I'm missing any winter sports. I think
That's our winter season.
One thing that I wanted to quickly touch on that is an AIA activity, not necessarily a sport but activity, which is new to Chino Valley High School is robotics.
That is, I pop in there every once in a while to see what they're doing, and they're building amazing machines. So basically, they have a goal. Or a project or an objective they have to complete, and then they have machines that to get that done. These kids come up with ideas, and to see them think, plan it out, and then tinker with what they have and keep manipulating until they get what they want. It's a great program for our kids to be in, and Coach Brewer does a great job with them. And it's just another activity that we can offer at the school that reaches out to more kids.
Right.
So you see some athletes in it, you see some non-athletes, but you see a different mix, and those kids get together, and it's amazing how they work and the teamwork comes through.
I know there's been a lot of success in the junior high. Steve Boer, the advisor teacher, was at the middle school, and he had a lot of success there. And Wanda had started bringing it up to the high school, and now he transferred over and is able to offer that that class. Actually, I think it's a class in part at the high school, and it gets it seems to appeal to a different type of kid, and we want to try to involve as many as we can, and it's just another activity that it's kind of amazing when you watch it what these kids can do.
So anytime you add a new program at a school, you don't want to pull away from the programs you had. You're trying to reach a different clientele or a different group of kids, and that with robotics we've been able to do that.
Right.
And that's what we look at when we add these programs. Do we have interest and do we have a need? And if we do, we're going to try to make it happen. And we want all of our kids to be involved in some type of program or activity, because it's just, you're involved with school and it just enhances our school and it enhances them. It builds their confidence. It builds their social skills when they're out competing or working with other students.
Right. And then the season hasn't kicked off yet, I think, in any of our sports. I think we're getting ready to.
Right.
So when does – I think basketball, there's – I think the boys are going to a tournament next week. And so when do the games kick off?
So wrestling will start this Saturday at the Yavapai at Yavapai Duels, hosted by Embry-Riddle. And then the boys and girls both open up at Sedona, and then later on that week they go to the Williams tournament, Route 66. We've been going to that for years. It's a good tournament where we can compete. We've seen these teams again. We can gauge where they're at, and budget-wise, we can come home every night, and it's close enough. But we get treated really well by those people up there, and the kids really like going up there and playing in that tournament.
And what are some of the nearby teams that we can expect to see in our region?
So with our region, we travel quite a bit, so we always try to get some closer games to help the parents. So we're going to play Camp Verde, Sedona, Baghdad, and Ash Fork, just to help with the travel.
Right.
And those are teams that we've been playing for years. And then our region will be River Valley, which is 3 hours, Kingman, Wickenburg, Northwest Christian, and Odyssey, which they're in the Phoenix area. But we try to get a good mix and get some traditional rivalries as well.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate you being here, Pete. It's always good to talk to you and kind of get the rundown on what's happening with Chino Valley High School Athletics. So I appreciate you. And this is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. And as always, on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
Furnaces, we all need them, and we all tend to neglect them. Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Don't neglect your furnace this fall. Get your heating system running at peak performance before it gets cold outside. We're offering 30% off regular prices for fall service work and repair discounts through November 30th. We also have furnace efficiency upgrades when you buy a complete system. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Call us at 458-8177, follow us on Facebook, or visit pvhac.com.
This is Jody from Norm's Lock and Safe. So you aren't sure who to call when a lock is broke or you need a key for your car? I do. Norm's Lock and Safe. We've been serving the Quad City area and beyond for over 20 years. And if you're not sure if we can fix it, call us. You might be surprised. We're your security specialists, where no job is too big, no job is too small. Find us at normslock.com.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. If you plan on serving hummus dip at your Thanksgiving dinner, make sure it's not part of a nationwide recall before eating it.
All Greek-style foods manufactured by Yorgos Foods are being recalled because of possible listeria contamination. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes deadly infections. Symptoms include high fever, headache, nausea, and abdominal pain. The expanded recall involves products distributed to retail stores nationwide. Most of the products were distributed in 8, 12, 16 and 32-ounce plastic cups or 2 and 5-pound plastic bags. No illnesses have yet been reported in connection with the recalled products, which are listed at yavapaihealth.com. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
Prescott National Forest officials are warning trail users of a potential risk. It has been reported to forest officials a user has encountered a single strand of barbed wire that was hung at head height between a fence line and a dead tree crossing Aroster Creek Trail, located 1 mile from Senator Highway in Prescott. U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officials are investigating this incident, and it is not known if it was done intentionally. Anyone who has information on this incident, or if you encounter a similar hazard on an area trail, you are urged to call Prescott National Forest law enforcement at 443-8111. A horse has been killed following a rollover crash on I-17.
Department of Public Safety spokesman Bart Graves says a pickup truck pulling a trailer containing 8 horses overturned near Coitus Junction Friday morning.
One horse was badly injured and had to be euthanized on scene. The other horses were put in 2 trailers that arrived shortly thereafter. The 2 people in the cab of the pickup, a male and female, were taken to a nearby hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
Graves explains the cause of the accident is still under investigation.
It had been raining in the area a short time before. We don't know if slick roads and the weather played a factor in that. On scene, it wasn't exactly clear what had caused the driver to lose control.
The incident shut down I-17 for about 5 hours before reopening Friday afternoon. The injured horse was euthanized. The others were put into new trailers. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny and warming up for your work week. Expect an overnight low of 39 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 77 on Wednesday. 41 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 80 and a high on Wednesday of 85. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, this is Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. Did you know in Arizona you can choose to keep your tax dollars local? You have the opportunity to invest in our children. Give up to $200 as an individual and up to $400 as a couple. When you give that investment to Prescott Unified School District, you'll receive that money back. This is an easy way to help our schools, enrich our programs, and help children in our community by keeping tax money local. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and donate today. With your support, we continue to serve every child every day.
It's turkey time.
Time to drop off your turkey donations during St. Vincent de Paul's annual turkey drive now through November the 21st. Bring your donated turkey to the St. Vincent de Paul thrift store at 935 Fair Street in Prescott. And of course, monetary donations are always welcome. Help out those in need in our community this holiday season and donate to St. Vincent de Paul's annual turkey drive now through November 21st. This message brought to you by Sacred Heart Catholic Church.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. This is Chino Valley Monday on Talk of the Town, with the focus in particular on Chino Valley schools. Just a reminder that we have the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce hosting the Chino Family Christmas. That'll be on December 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be music, crafts for kids, create a gingerbread cookie, handcrafted gift vendors, Santa and Mrs. Claus all day, food trucks, and then you can vote for your favorite decorated tree. This will be, again, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Heritage Middle School, which is Road 2 North and Road 1 West in Chino Valley. This will be followed up at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. At Memory Park, the town hosting the tree decorating and lighting with hot chocolate, cider with Santa, music, and caroling. So again, December 9th will be the kickoff celebration for the holiday season in Chino Valley with Chino Family Christmas from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and the Memory Park tree decorating and lighting from 4 to 6. Well, we have several guests in here today. We have four young ladies in here. I'm going to start with Mackenzie Gonzalez, who's one of our FFA advisors and agriculture teachers, and she's going to introduce everyone else in the room.
All right. My name is McKinley Gonzalez, and I'm one of two agricultural instructors and FFA advisors at Chino Valley High School, and I'll let these young ladies introduce themselves.
I'm Jordan Woodburn. I'm a junior at Chino Valley High School this year, and I'm involved in the FFA program.
I'm Cody Dickinson. I'm a senior at Chino Valley High School, and I'm involved in the FFA program.
And I'm Amanda Ward. I'm a senior at the Chino Valley High School, and I am as well involved in the FFA program.
I'm going to direct the first questions to Jordan. Jordan, you just got back from a pretty cool trip.
Yes, sir.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the FFA convention in Indianapolis that you attended?
So this year we had the honor of going to Indianapolis for our convention, and all 50 states were there this year, and there was a record-breaking amount of kids that attended. There was over 65,000 people there, and it was really cool just to see like all the people and all the learning opportunities we had. We got to go to a bunch of different workshops on topics ranging from how to get into veterinary school to safety in the agriculture industry, all the way back to like leadership and how to make a difference in your communities. And it was a really awesome experience, and I got to learn a lot of life skills from it.
So how many days were you there?
We were there a total of 5 days.
So you tell, I know that not every day is typical the same, but why don't you just pick your favorite day and tell us kind of what you did on that day?
Well, my favorite day was the first day we got there because we went to the opening session, and that's just where they kick off the whole convention and set the tone, and it was just really fun and upbeat and just a very welcoming environment that they had for us, and it was really interesting just to see how different all the chapters were, but how the same and how connected we are, and it was really interesting.
I know that I went, it was several years ago, but I did go to Indianapolis, and it's pretty impressive from a somebody who has never been involved with FFA or anything like that, to kind of see the process and the just so many people in purple jackets or blue jackets,
blue corduroy jackets,
and it's just it's pretty amazing the how they have everything orchestrated, and there's always something to do and everything else. So it was really neat.
Indianapolis is very welcoming to us. They decorated their whole city with signs on the streets that said, like, welcome FFA. The airport had a huge thing that said the slogan for this year's convention, which was I Can, We Will. And then they also had a FFA flag flying with the American flag on one of the top of the tallest buildings in the city. So it was really cool.
All right. Well, Cody, tell us a little bit about what you do. You know, tell us a little bit about the relationship between FFA and agriculture. How are they, you know, because there's really, it's two different parts, but they kind of complement each other. Why don't you tell us about that?
A lot of FFA is agriculture, so you do a lot of things that aren't agriculture in FFA, which is, I mean, it's all agriculture, but some things are not so much about the animals and the growing crops. There's, like, leadership experiences, there's selling a product experiences, there's a huge amount of different things you can do in FFA, whereas agriculture is kind of just the growing crops, producing it, like producing a market product, as in animals or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite thing to do in, like, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior. So this is your fourth year of agriculture?
Yes.
And what has been the favorite thing that you learned in the 4 years that you've been taking classes?
I show livestock, so that's kind of like my main niche in FFA. I've definitely learned a lot of things about animals and livestock throughout the whole entire program.
So. Okay. And Jordan, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior? Okay. And Amanda, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay. Amanda, tell us a little bit about the Cooper Ag Center. I know that you've spent some time over there, and how is that part of your ag experience?
Well, the Cooper Ag Center has been a part of my experience since my freshman year. I've been in it for 4 years now. We're involved with anything from the cows, the hay in the field. This year we grew our own corn for a corn dinner. And most recently I just joined a class for viticulture. So we're learning a lot about the vineyard right now.
Mm-hmm. And that we were just talking before we went on air, that viticulture class, you're not just getting high school credit.
Yeah, we get YC credit for it too. So some you have a Pike College credit, which helps us seniors out a lot as we go on to universities or wherever it is that we pursue to do after high school.
Okay. And what are some of the other things, like you mentioned viticulture, and I know there's different parts to the farm. What are some of the other things? And especially, I know the farm is located where in relation to the high school?
It's actually just right across the street.
Okay, so when you're going down the highway, you see some things on the right, on the west side, I guess. What are some of the things that people can recognize from the highway as they go by?
The sheep that are right there in the fenced-in area. Mm-hmm. You can see our hay area, all of the stuff that we have going on over there. Sometimes you can see the chute and the cows as they're turned out on the pasture. But most importantly, as people pass by, I think they see us kids out there working and actually getting an education on the farm, hands-on activities as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And McKinley, what's your favorite part to teach?
That's a hard question. It's all a lot of fun, but one of my personal favorites, what our juniors are actually in the process of doing right now, is basic wiring skills. So they start out with a single switch, and they go up to wiring outlets on different circuits. So it's a lot of fun for me personally, and it's a lot of fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like, you know, and I've been either at the high school or the district office for 21 years now, so I've seen some of the things that you guys have done or others have done in the ag program. people might think ag, oh, all they do is raise things, but there's a lot of other stuff that happens in your ag classes that are related to ag and are important, like the basic electricity and wiring, but that you could use just about anywhere. Can you think of something, Jordan, that might be?
One of the most important things is we are blessed with a shop for welding. We have a large welding shop, and that's a huge thing of agriculture. We have to build pens and corrals and stuff for our livestock. And then also just like farming and stuff like that, you know, and there's just so much to agriculture, leadership, ag business. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of things. You can relate anything to ag pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Now, Amanda talked a little bit about the farm. Right next to the ag building, there's something else, another activity that you guys can do. I'm thinking about the greenhouse. Mm-hmm. So is there anything going on in the greenhouse right now?
I don't know.
Or plans to put anything on in the greenhouse right now?
Our greenhouses are currently undergoing maintenance and repair.
Okay.
So our goal is to have them up and running by the spring. And we're looking at doing tomatoes and experimenting with some flowers and floral arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then, Cody, what's your favorite part about, favorite thing that you've learned in class?
Well, right now I'm also in the viticulture class. So we've been going over wine grapes and just like growing vines and everything.
Right.
So it's been a really interesting year because I'm learning something that I haven't known.
Uh-huh.
Like before. Also, when I started high school, I don't think I would have been able to get up in front of however many people are watching this show and talk. So it's been like an amazing growing experience for me. So.
And Amanda, what's been your favorite thing?
I really like agriculture as a whole. Actually, just being in this chapter has motivated me that after high school, I'd really like to pursue being an ag teacher in the state of Arizona, too. So I really appreciate the Chino Valley FFA chapter and all the support we get.
And Cody talked about being able to, being in FFA allowed her to kind of get up in front of people and talk and things like that. Have you had a similar experience?
So my experiences are, I joined up in some new little CDEs and stuff like that we do, and job and interviews really helped me with getting jobs and stuff like that, learning how to do resumes and cover letters. But also most recently, me and Cody have just joined the ag sales team, so we're learning how to sell different products, their features and benefits, and just overall building rapport with people, and that'll help us in the long run.
Now, there's all kinds of things that they're involved with FFA, and there's also a competitive component to this. So, Jordan, have you participated in any kind of competitions?
As she said, we have CDs, which are career development events, and these where we go around the state and compete against other teams that have prepared and stuff, and a couple of these are just like livestock judging, job and interview, ag sales, there's wildlife, pretty much any ag career there's a career development event for, so you can just learn the basics, job skills for that specific career, so you're better prepared and it's easier to transition from school to work life in the future.
Okay, and I know a big portion or one of the big things with FFA is the SAE, the Supervised Agriculture Experience. Cody, tell us a little bit about your SAE. Are you in one right now or doing one right now?
Yeah, I do an SAE, so my SAE is livestock judging.
Okay.
Showing livestock.
Okay.
So I do travel all around Arizona throughout the year, showing livestock in sales shows and also at national shows all over the state. So that's just been a really good, that's kind of my niche, as I said. So.
And what do you raise?
I raise lambs currently, but I've raised every large livestock.
Okay.
So.
Nice. And Amanda, what's your SAE?
My current SAE that I'm in right now, I just got done showing livestock. So I'm just raising some poultry and I have poultry production, but I also work at Olson's, so I have a SAE business kind of deal going on.
Okay. Now you had mentioned raising poultry. As an organization, you guys have a fundraiser coming up, or as part of what you're doing in class, you've got an opportunity for the public to kind of enjoy some of the products that you have raised. Jordan, what can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
This year we're actually going to have eggs to sell. We're having our own chickens and we're going to make a profit off the eggs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And just so people can see, the FFA like has things that can benefit the community and just know that we're still here.
And McKinley, how can, if somebody wants eggs, when will they be available and how can they get some?
Eggs will be available next spring. You can contact Chino Valley High School and they will direct you to me or Miles Holder, who is the other teacher and also manages the Cooper Ag Center. And you can arrange that through one of us.
Okay. Again, next spring. And if you want to keep this number down, it's 636-2458. That's the number to call and ask for the ag teachers, and you don't even have to remember the name. If you just say ag teachers, they'll get you to the right people and get you those farm fresh eggs. I probably can't get them much fresher than that. So ladies, I wanted to thank you for coming in. I really appreciate that. We're gonna wrap it up and I want to thank you for all that you do as in FFA and thank your teacher, Ms. Gonzalez, for everything she does, because it's a great program, and I know that it really produces some outstanding students. So thank you for being here, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
Right, this is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
I want to thank, this is John Scholl with KQNA's Talk of the Town. I want to thank my guests today. We have Pete Jelovic, the athletic director from Chino Valley High School, talking about our past fall season of athletics and our upcoming winter season. Also want to thank McKinley Gonzalez, along with students Jordan, Cody, and Amanda, who came in to talk about FFA and their experiences and everything. And want to remind everybody that we have the Chino Family Christmas December 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Music, crafts for kids, create a gingerbread cookie, and everything else going on. This is at Heritage Middle School on December 9th. And we are just going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And this is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.